que fala sobre Alistair Budd. Well, first of all, I would shy if we went through 100 blot in Shabbos, but made the mistake. But Lemaisa, there's no halacha of dalad amos when it comes to shusha yochid, only dalad tefachim. There's any place that's 4 tefachim wide, 4x4, and has a mechitza 10 tefachim high, is for shusha yochid. And I don't know where we got dalad amos from. In any case, that's what. Yeah, I am. There's things with dalad amos too. Yeah, but where the gavad of shusha yochid, I don't know. Okay, in any case, so that's clear. Secondly, this halacha of good asik, where we mentioned Magen Avraham, not everybody is goris, not Magen Avraham, the girsa that says, he says like this, that if you have 10 tefachim high, even if it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, you still say good achis, and lemaisa, it's what's it called, it's a reshus hayachid underneath the basket. There are some who goris, not Magen Avraham, it's reshus harabim underneath the basket, not reshus hayachid. In any case, Lamaisa, there is such a Magen Avraham. What? I don't know. Again, it could be only over there, since it's not just a mechitza; it's the whole basket or whatever. In any case, there is such a Magen Avraham. We don't pass him like that for sure. We pass him that if it's 3 tefachim off the ground, that what's it called? You don't say good asik, good achis to make a mechitza tluya. Even if it's 10, even if the mechitz itself is 10 tefachim. So even if there's a reshus hayochid there. It's only the gabi what's above the amud, the basket. The basket is, what's it called, has mechitzas that are 10 tefachim high, then the above the bottom of the basket is reshus hayochid, even though underneath it, it's gedoyim bokim. Right. What? Right. Okay. Okay, but there is such a Magen Avraham, at least according to some girsos in Magen Avraham, and then according to that Magen Avraham, if you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, and underneath, what's it called, it's a mechitza tluya, it's, you still say good achis, and it's, what's it called, and it's a good mechitza. But Maisa is a very shver Magen Avraham, and that's why there's some goris, goris are completely different gears than that Magen Avraham. Okay. Let's go on. Umenot Tamra, how do you know that what's it called, that the Bekiyas Dagim is not Bekiya, and a Mechitza Tluya and in water is, yes, considered a Mechitza, unlike on land, where it's not a Mechitza, where if there's 3 Tvachim between the bottom of the Mechitza and the ground, that's a Mechitza Tluya, and it's not a Mechitza. How do you know in water it's not like that? Debor Mine Rebbe Tavla Miravim. Tavla asked Rav in the following shaila. Mechitza tluya mao shetater b'churba. Right? Rashi says, in b'churba shederech lios ba mechitza shenoflu tachtein v'kayomos memalo tluya. Since the derech is for there to be these kinds of mechitzos in a dilapidated place, buildings that fell down or whatever, where you have the upper part of the mechitza still intact, but the bottom part is not, since the derech is for it to be like that, maybe there also a mechitza tluya is a mechitza. It's mashu from all of this that really min haTorah a mechitza tluya is a mechitza. Just the rabbanim were machmir not to. Otherwise, what difference does it make if it's a derech, not the derech, or whatever? And how could there be mekel b'mayim? Must be that min haTorah is a good mechitza. You do really say good asik min haTorah. It's only mid the rabbanon that they were machmer that's not to consider a mechitza. So in a churba, where that's the derech for those to be those kind of mechitzas, maybe there the rabbanon were mekel. Omerle ein mechitza tluya materes ella b'mayim. No, they only were mekel kalu shekilu hacham b'mayim. They weren't mekel by a churba, even though it's the derech to have mechitzas like that. Right, but only mekel b'mayim. Where it says v'amay v'ika b'kias dogim. Why were they makel by mayim? There's also fish that go underneath the mechitza, and therefore lechora, just like gedoyim break the mechitza by going through or being able to go through, fish also should break the mechitza. Now lishma mina b'kiyas dagim lo shma b'kiya. That b'kiya is not considered like gedoyim, and one of the reasons is because they're not visible, and therefore what's it called? The mechitza is still considered mechitza, even though it's more than 3 tefachim off the water. Ela b'mayim, kigon gezustra shi lamala min hayam. You have a plank that's suspended over the water. Disnan be'iruvin, de'osa mechitza kluya saviv u'memalit. You make a mechitza. Rashi holds you don't even need 10 tefachim, right, of wall. Even one tefach, three tefachim, or whatever, and then you say good asik, and it's if the mechitza goes all the way down. Tosfos says you need at least 10 tefachim mechitza, and then it goes all the way down. But it can be suspended above the yam more than three tefachim. Zem amal mikan, the zem amal mikan, afapi, shalo irvu, even though there's no eruv, still, what's it called? Those mechitzas help. Ahaika bekias dagim, gabi gezustra. Kachni Rashita Zuk. And that's where Rashi learns this piece of Gemara. Right? That we bring a raya that by a churb is no good, but by the yam, you say what's it called, good asik, and even though it's a mechitza klui, it's okay, and even though the dagim, go underneath the mechitza, that's not considered something that breaks up the mechitza. Va'alma shepirshu rabosai timesi. There's another pshat over here that Rashi's Rabbonim said, and Rashi says, I'm appalled at that pshat. Shehem pirshu, the high midi iri, hasa mishum the havi le mechitza shagdoim bokimbo, Rav Yosef komahadr le labai, hachi. Right, that which it says, that what's it called, that's mechitza shagdoim bokimbo, that Rav Yosef answered abai. And he answered following, hachi, midi iri, hach do amud le dohacha. Right, what are you asking a question from the case of the Amud to this case over here? Hasa mishum da havi mechitza shagdoim bokim ba utzricha lagud aches hilka chamrinim bagud aches. A completely different shot. That when it's a mechitza shagdoim bokim ba, then you need the halach of gud aches to make it a mechitza. So then you say gud aches, even though it's gedoim bokim ba, that makes it better. Right, the fact that there's gedoim bokim ba means that you need halacha of making the mechitza go all the way down because of the gedoyim. And then you say good achis. In a case where gedoyim bokim ba, then it is a good mechitza. Okay? But aval gabe svina, the leka bekias gedoyim, but by svina, there's no gedoyim in the water. Elo amrin and good achis. You don't need this halacha of good achis if you don't say it. You only say the halacha of Moshe Misina when you need it. So when there's bekias gedoyim, and you need to have that mechitza extended, right? So then you say good achis. Where you don't have a bekias gedoyim, then you don't say good achis. Mamash the opposite. And it would come out from there, wherever there's a mechitza more than three tefachim high, and it's on the ground, you do say good achis, and mechitza is good mechitza. B'timesi, him om rabos, I can't believe they said such a thing. The echelon is impossible. So perakamad de erevim, betray duchti, amrina bekias gedoyim, likube good achis. Just the opposite, that the fact that Bekias Gedoyim stops the good achis and makes it not a good mechitza. Not that Bekias Gedoyim makes it a better mechitza. The low lame rabbi mechitza tluya, v'hoche hechi amrinam, the mahani gabi good achis, v'od my duchke, the Rav Yosef, the shnuay hochi, neymalei ha money Rav Yosef, Rav Yehudahi, v'abaya gufe, my mosiv lei, v'aklo tisbara, havadi Rav Yosef, Rav Yehudahi. Right, the whole sugya can't be. Okay, we're not going to go. The hachazinu lechachomim potrin gabi traskel. El akrochach hai midi iri maskana de milsa, da baihi. It's not what Rav Yosef said. It's the final maskana of the Gemara. Ulameima de rabbonin ka'amrile. Lo dami traskel el lesvina. Traskel and svina are doma to each other, right? And because there's what's it called, no bekias gedoyim. But where there is bekias gedoyim, then we don't say good achis. Okay. Let's go on. Svinos kshuros. If you have boats that are tied together, so you can carry from one to the other, where it says pshita, amaravlo nitzchoy lahater bitzis shebeinayim. It comes to be matter if you have boats that are tied together, but there's a tugboat between them. Okay, that metalk lemizulazu, that you're allowed to carry from one boat to the other through the tugboat. Lufi Rashi. Pshita de metalklin, lo nitzrcha metalklin de masnisa, el talklin mizula zu derech bichitz ktana, shebein shtei hagdolos. V'alfa pi she'eino kshura, niteres al yedei kshura shtayim hachitzonos. The two outer boats are tied together. Right? So they're not going to go apart, that you're going to end up carrying in the yam, or throwing something and it's going to end up in the yam. You have a little boat in between, but that's not tied. The tugboat's not tied between the other two boats. The two boats are tied together, and there's a tugboat separating them that's not tied. We're not afraid that the tugboat will, float away, and you'll end up carrying from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, Derech HaKarmelis.
Are the boats touching?
They're not touching. No, they're not touching. They're tied up, and they can't be touching. There's a boat in between them. Right? There's a tugboat in between. So you're going to go from this boat to the tugboat to the other one. And even though the tugboat is not tied, we're not afraid it's going to... But if the two boats weren't tied, we're afraid that they'd separate from each other, and you'll end up carrying from one boat into the over the Carmelis or whatever into the other boat. Beaches, Hainu Bitsas of the Le'el, the same thing as we had before, these little small boats. So now the Gemara says...
Why is the tugboat a Carmelis?
The tugboat's not a Carmelis.
So what's the Carmelis?
The Carmelis is the Yam. But if the tugboat floats away, you're going to end up carrying over the Yam to the other boat, which is the Derech HaKarmelis.
So the three boats are tied together, kind of squeezing the one in between?
Yeah, it's not squeezing it. It's just there's two boats. They can't go farther away than the width of the tugboat. But if the tugboat floats away, you're going to have a space between the two boats, and you're going to carry from one to the other Derech HaKarmelis, which is the Yam. Okay. Samura says... Omer le Rav Safra Moshe Shapir Kamras, is where Rashi learns. Did you say the right thing? Metal mizula zutanan. It says you can carry from one to the other. Does not mashma through anything else. Dafka one directly to the other. El Omer Rav Safra lo nitzrucho el arev letalkel mizula zu. It's talking about what's it called where you're carrying directly from one to the other and to make an eruv. Who could it tanya? Svinos kshuro zubazu. And I'm talking where the svinos belong to two different people, and therefore you make an eruv. And if the Sphinos are tied one to the other, then the Eruv helps. Ma'arvin metal mizulazu nifsiku. If they, what's it called, are not tied together, if the rope broke, nesru. And then they become aser. Because you can't make an Eruv, what's it called, if there's a space, a Carmelis, between the two Rishus HaYachids. And we're afraid that the boats will float away from each other, and you'll have to end up going over the Yam to get to the other boat. Chazru v'nikshuru, if on Shabbos they got tied up again, bein shogigim, person who tied it, forgot it was Shabbos, or didn't know that you're not allowed to tie, bein mezidim, well they did it b'mezid, bein anusim, bein mutoy, and they made a mistake, whatever it is, however it got tied back, chazru l'tena rishon, comes back to the original heter, now it's mutter to carry between them. V'chein machatzolos haprusos, if you have, what's it called, the separate little rishus hayochids, people put down their mats and with mechitzas on it. So each little mat is a little compartment, a little Rishus HaYachid everybody has for themselves. Ma'arvin metalta mizuzu. You're allowed to make an Eruv between the different mats and carry from one to the other, one Rishus HaYachid to the other one directly, except since they belong to two different people, you need an Eruv. Okay, an Eruv means that they get bred together and they put it on one of the mats, and just like in every Erev. And they all become shutvin in all the houses. So now it's not carrying from one person's Rishus HaYachid to another one. They're all shutvin in all the Rishus HaYachids. Niglalu, what happens if the mat got rolled up on Shabbos? Right? These are rolled up compartments. They're able to be taken down easily. So if one got rolled up, now there's a Rishus HaRab in between the Rishus HaYachid, so the Erev won't help anymore. Right? That area where the mat used to be is not Rishus HaYachid anymore. So now the Erev won't help. Chazru v'nifrisu, bein shogim b'mezidim bein anusim bein mutayim chazru tenerishon. If in the end, on Shabbos, the mat got put up again, the Rishus HaYachid got put up, even though you're not allowed to do that, it's an oel, right? An oel aroy, it's binyan, right? But if you did it, even b'isser, even b'mezid, it's chozer leheterin harishon. Shekol mechitza shenasa b'Shabbos, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, shema mechitza. Any mechitza that was made on Shabbos, whether it was made b'isser, made b'heter, made b'shogeg, b'mezid, it's what's it called, it still helps. The mechitza helps. Okay, we'll see what second thing we're going to ask on that, but let's get to see the Rashi till here. Shapir ka'amras bitmiya, Did you say the right thing? The Maaseh of the Mishnah doesn't say that. Mizula zutznan. Mashma she'ein acheres mafsekes likonis ba metalkel hazeh. Right? That there's no other boat in between. The boats are tied together and you carry directly from one to the other. That's when it's mutter. Not if you have a little boat in between. So that can't be the chiddush. That's how Rashi learns. The Ritva learns that Rav Safra told him Moshe, we called him Moshe because he was like a god lador, shapir ko amras. You said good, but it's not pshat in the Mishnah. The halacha is like that. You're right, that if there's a boat in between, even though it's not tied, and the two boats are tied, you're not choshish that the tugboat's going to drift away, and you're going to end up carrying from boat to boat over the yam, which is a karmelis. We're not afraid of that. But that's not what the Mishnah means, because the Mishnah says mizulazu directly. From one to the other, there's nothing in between. So the halacha is right, according to the Ritva. It's just it's not the pshat in the Mishnah. According to Rashi, the halacha is wrong. You're not allowed to carry from one boat to the other, derech the tugboat, because we're afraid the tugboat will float away. Okay. Le'arev ha'ashmina masnisan. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Da'afilu shtei asfinus l'shnei b'nei adam. Even the two boats belong to two different people. Shetzrichim la'arev ma'arvin metalten. And you need an eruv, because you can't carry from one person's rishus hayachin into another person's rishus hayachin without an eruv. Here the eruv will help. Nifsiku. Buckle ha'erub, nation ifrados. If the boats get untied and they drift away, so there's no more erub, because you can't carry from one to the other, because there's a karmelis in between. Shogegin, shigas Shabbos, or shigas Malachas. But if they got retied, right, even though there was a time when the erub was not effective, not operable, now it goes back to its original heter. Whether it was tied b'shogeg, either they didn't know you're not allowed to tie, or they know it was Shabbos. Mutayim, misaskim b'dover acher l'koshro v'nikshar zeh. Mutayim means that they were going to think you're tying something else, and they're tying the boats together. Machatzalos haprusos v'asu mechitzos harbe v'shavsu yechidim bohen zubazubazubazub. They made little compartments in Rishus HaRabim, right? Rollable up compartments that became Rishus HaYachid. Everybody had their little mat and their mechitzas, and everybody was in his own little place, and they made an eruv so you can carry from one place to the other, since they were mamish one next to the other. And if it got, what's it called, the rolled up, then you can't carry anymore, then the eruv's no good anymore, because there's Rishus HaRabim separating between these individual Rishus HaYachids. If it got put up again on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to put it up on Shabbos, but it got put up again by accident, or even b'mezid, then the Eruv comes back to be operable, and you're allowed to carry from one to the other on Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, the Eini, is that true? That even if you put up a Mechitza on Shabbos, right, that it helps? The Omer of Nachman, Lo Shonu El Lizrok, the fact that a Mechitza that was put up on Shabbos helps, doesn't help to permit you to carry. It makes it a Mechitza min HaTorah, that if you threw something into that area, right, that you're chayiv. Now it's a chumra, it's a mechitza. Legabi deoraisa, it's the midoraisa, now it's a rishus hayachid, and if you throw something into that, even though the mechitza was put up on Shabbos, you're chayiv for carrying into rishus hayachid. But to be allowed to carry in that, heter, that not, the mechitza is not considered mutter to carry it. Right? Aval atalt loser, but to carry within that mechitza is osir. The Gemara says, ki itmar drav nachman amnezid itmar. When Rav Nachman said his din, that it only helps l'chumra, that min ha-Torah, it's considered a mechitza to be chayiv on, but not to permit you to carry within it, that's if it was done b'mezid. But if it wasn't done b'mezid, then even you're even allowed to carry. So when it says b'mezid, right, bein mezidim, bein anusim, is only going on the fact that it's a mechitza, but not that you're allowed to carry. But anusim, shogim, or whatever, not only is it a mechitza, you're even allowed to carry. That's how Rashi learned. See Rashi? Loshanu d'shma mechitza. We only learned that it has a din of a mechitza. El lizrok lechayiv hazorik mitom b'shurab malahepech. To tell me that min haTorah has a din of a mechitza, and you're chayiv if you're zorik from there to rishus harabim or vice versa. Aval l'talkel yos mutol l'talkel b'soch asher medivreim. The rabbanon still asked you from carrying inside the mechitza since it was made on Shabbos. Mar says amazed it. Mar mishum knasa. It's knas. Only if you did it b'mezid. U'kiktoni masnisin, chazur le'teirin arishin, ashogim anusim. And that which it says, chazur le'teirin arishin, is only going where it was done b'shogeg or anus. U'mutayim, or by mistake. The kiktoni mezidim, Ashma mechitza koi, the lizroker of Nachman. And when it says mezid, that's only going on the fact that it is a mechitza, no maisa to be chayiv. But it's not a mechitza that you're allowed to carry with it. The Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says that even mezid, because the pashtus is mashma that's going, the chazul ha-teirin rishon is going on all these things, mezidim, shogim, whatever. Tosfos learns that even if the mechitza was put up a mezid, it's what's it called? It's okay to carry. When did Rav Nachman say his din? If you need this mechitza to make Rishus HaYochid. In other words, it's not a Rabbanan Dika mechitza, right? The Rabbanan mechitza would be that you have two Rishus HaYochids, and then there's a space in between. There's a Rishus HaRamas. You can't make an Erev between them. Now, another Rishus HaYochid was put up on Shabbos, that now makes these connected. So now the Erev will help. Since it's only Legabi Adurabanon, not a Doraisa, there even Bemezid, you're allowed to rely on such a Mechitza. But if the Mechitza creates a Rishus HaYochid that wasn't there from before Shabbos, it makes a Rishus HaYochid, that what's it called not. Then we make a Knas. That's how Tosfos learns. There's a Ran who learns different in Rabbeinu Tam. He learns it has nothing to do with the fact that it was, it's a mechitza that makes a Rishus HaYochid, or a mechitza that only makes a Dindarabonon, right? It really means a Torah, it's already a Rishus HaYochid. You only have to need a Dindarabonon here, right? He learns the difference. The difference is, was that mechitza there Erev Shabbos, and now it's just being re-put up, then even b'mezid, it's okay. But if the mechitza wasn't there from Erev Shabbos, it's a totally new mechitza that came on Shabbos, then b'mezid they were nikonis. The Mishnah Berurah paskins l'chumra both things. That you need both. If it was a mechitza that created a Rishus HaYochid, even if it was there from before Shabbos and fell down, and now you're making it, and it wasn't a Rishus HaYochid, it wasn't a Rishus at all without this mechitza, then b'mezid you can't rely on it. It's only, it is a mechitza, but you can't rely on to carry it. And the opposite is also true. If it's something that only is a Durabana, but it wasn't there before Shabbos, also you can't rely on it. You need both milas. It had to have been there before Shabbos and fell down, and then it was put up again on Shabbos, and it has to be something that only makes a din Durabanan and not that it makes a din Duraisa, what's it called, a real Rishus HaYochid by itself. Okay. Let's go on. Itmar. Omar Shmuel. Ba'afilu kshuros b'chut hasar. Even if the boats are tied together with a string, that still is good enough. We're not choshish that the string's going to break and the boat's going to drift apart. You don't need a rope. A string is enough. Shmuel said, hechidami. Idi yochel lahamidam pshita. If it's a strong string and it'll hold the boats together, so why not? And if it's a string that's going to break and the boats are going to drift apart, then why is it good? Like, what's the chiddush over here? Where it says the olam di yochel amidam, right? It could. What's it called? Hold the boats together. And Shmuel wants to tell you that something he said somewhere else doesn't apply over here. What is that? This non kashra bedover hamamida, right? If you tied the boat with something that will hold it in place. Mevi la tuma, then it's mevi tuma. We'll see what we're saying, how Rashi and Tosfos learn. Two different pshatim over here. B'davar she'ein ma'amida, ein mevi la tuma. If it's, you tie the boat with something that won't hold it, then it's not, doesn't bring the tuma. V'amar Shmuel, v'hu shekshura b'shashala shabarzel. It's only when it's tied with a chain, an iron chain. Le'inyin tuma hu d'chsiv, that's only legabi tuma. Don't make a mistake to think that that applies to our case also, where you have to tie the boat and hold it up. Right? In our case, even if it's tied with a string that'll hold it, is good enough. But in that case, Lagabi Tuma, it has to be tied with a metal chain. Over there, Dichsi Bechalo Cherev, Cherev Hari Kechol, over there it has to be metal. Avalin in Shabbos, given the Yochel Amida, Afilo Bechut Asarbo. But over here it has nothing to do with it being metal, it just has to do with the boat not drifting away. And therefore, anything that will hold it, even if it's made of rope, is good enough. A string is good enough. See the Rashi, this is how Rashi learns. Bechut ha-sarbel, shekoshim bo es beis ha-tzavar, shekorin mantel. So a string that you tie up the neck of a shirt. So it's a string, it's not a rope. La-hamidon shelo yispardu, right, to hold the bolts that they shouldn't separate, and then you end up not being able to carry from one to the other, because you end up carrying over the yam. La-fukim in the nafshe, mi-milsa da-omer bi-alma, da-bo-inin shal-shalo shal-barzel, va-shmin ha-chad lo-bo-inin ki-hosel. Don't make a mistake and think what I said somewhere else, that if you have a bolt that's being held, it has to be held by a metal chain, that it applies over here. Over here, even a string is good enough, as long as it'll hold the bolt. Kosher the sphina, but dover hamamida mevi latuma. Case like this: imhoya rosho echad kosher bi oil mace. One, what's it called? End of the chain is inside a ohel where there's a mace. Okay, so the chain is inside the ohel hamace. Mevi tuma lekelim shibes sphina, and it's the other side is tied to the sphina, and the sphina has kelim inside. Okay. So that chain now is metame the svina and the kalim that are inside. Why? Because on metal things we say cherev hi kecholo, that a sword is the same din as the mace himself. So it's an avi avol satuma. So you have an oel hamace, and you have a chain in the oel hamace. That chain becomes like the mace himself. The mace himself is metame kalim, right? So the boat becomes tame, and the boat then is metame the kalim that are inside it, because that's a viavos atuma, that becomes an avatuma, and these become sheni latuma. But if it's not cherev hikacholo, then the string, the rope, may become tame from the oil hames, but it becomes an avatuma, and it then can't be metame, the boat, but it can't be metame the kalim anymore in the boat. So what's it called? So it all has to be a metal thing. The Omar Shmuel, who should kosher b'shashelish or barzel, high kosher b'dover hamamida shashelish or barzel. When it says that if it's tied with something that will hold it, it has to also be metal. Kid him a farish time of awesome, like the Gemara explains. Kalomar kosher b'dover shiragilim lahamida bo, dainu shashelish, mevi tuma. Because only then will the svina become an avatuma. Because if the chain is not metal, even though it holds the boat, it has to be something that you normally hold a boat with, meaning metal things. It's just a way of saying that it's a metal thing. Because if it's not metal, then the oel hames is metame the rope to be an avatuma, and the rope will be metame the svina, but it won't be metame the kalim inside, right? Because the svina now will become a rishon the tumah, and a rishon is not metame adam the kalim, only ochlin. The dover sheino mamida kolomer sheino rogula hamida bo. Here the main thing is not whether it's going to hold the boat or not. The main thing is, it is the thing that you normally hold the boat with. That's a metal chain, or something you don't normally hold the boat with, even though it'll hold it, but it's not metal. Kigo midi lav matmatchas ein mevi latuma. The ilu svina lo metame machmas oso kli, lios avatuma. Because the svina won't become an avatuma if the chain is not metal. If the chain's metal, it becomes mamish like the mace. It's an avi avos atuma. Then it's metame the boat to be an avatuma, and the boat's metame the kalim inside. But if it's not metame like an avatuma, like an avi avos atuma, then the kalim inside won't become tame. Alarish on the tuma. Because then if it's not metal, then the boat will only become a rish on the tumah. The ain't a matami kalim shibasokan. It's not matami, the kalim inside. The ashmainim shibu. This really is only the halacha, according to those, there's a machlokas where the cherev hikacholol is by all kalim or only by metal kalim. And the Rambam seems to say that it's by all kalim, not just metal. So according to the Rambam, this shepeir shabrashi can't be. Because any kli is what's it called, what's it called? Metame cherev hikachol. Could be, though, that the rope is not considered a kli. So if it's metal mamish, then has a din of cherev hikachol. If it's not a kli, right, and it's not metal, then it's taka, even according to the Rambam, not cherev hikachol. Vashmin and Shmuel hacha, the haik shuros to masnisin, afagav the dover hamamida boinin, kol shumamida linin shabbos kosher, velodomi lemamida dehasa. right? So Shmuel tells you, don't make a mistake to think that the same thing I said over there, that you need a metal thing to hold the boat, is the same thing over here. Here the halacha is, will the boat drift or not? Therefore, even a string is good enough if it'll hold it. Over there, it's a halacha of what normally you hold the boat with, because otherwise the laws of Tumah won't go. It's two separate things. Don't make a mistake to think that what I said over there, the same thing applies over here. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that it's talking about a different case completely. It's talking about where there's Tumah underneath the boat on one side, and there's Kalim on the other side of the boat, underneath the boat. So, and the bottom of the boat is an ohel, right? So the question is, does the Tumah go from this side of the boat to this side of the boat, Matame the Kalim? Why shouldn't it? If the boat is moving, it's not anchored, so then it's an ohel zorek. It's an ohel that's moving. And a movable ohel is not considered an ohel. It's a machlok. So that's what this braisa holds.
A moving ohel or a movable ohel?
A moving ohel. Moving ohel. When it's moving, it's not considered an ohel. So therefore, if the boat's not anchored down, it's moving. And if it's moving, it's what's it called, not an ohel, and therefore it's not maybe the tumah. But if it's tied down, right, then what's it called, then it's maybe it's a tumah. Okay, and when Shmuel said Mishal Shlosa Barzel, he didn't mean Davka metal. He meant something strong that won't let the boat move at all. Over here, the boat can move a little bit. It just can't drift away. So even a string is good over here. That's a pshat, right? Right. So the nafkamina would be have an airplane. An airplane is an old zoruk. If a kohen is in an airplane, you have a mace underneath, right? Is that ohel maybe the tumah to the mace, to the kohen, right? Because it's an ohel zoruk. The only problem is you get into the airplane when it's not moving. People usually don't run onto the plane as it's moving down the runway. They usually get in when it's stationary, so it's really irrelevant. It's also irrelevant because the Kohen, what? Yeah, so?
So now it's over.
Yeah, okay, fine, but we're talking where you have a mace inside the plane, right? That's not going to help because of Ohel Zorek, right? The mace, and besides that, the Ohel is only not an Ohel if they're underneath the ohel together. But if they're in the same ohel mamish, right, then even an ohel zorek is considered an ohel, right, because the plane on the inside, everything's moving together. It's not the bottom part, what's it called. This case may be a nafkamina, if you have what's it called, tumah underneath the plane, and the kohen is in the plane, and the tumah only becomes nogeo when the plane's moving, right, going over a cemetery. There's a question of what's it called, maybe ohel zorek, and therefore it's not maybe a satum, but that's machlokas vishon. This way Tosfos learns over here, b'chora that would be not a problem. That's an omul zorek, and it's not maybe satumah to the things inside the plane. But lemaisa, there are other rishonim who argue on this pshat, and argue b'chlau, whether, first of all, machlokas, whether ol zorek is shmei ol or not shmei ol. And secondly, even if it is not shmei ol, there's a difference in opinion, what it means. When is it not shmei ol or whatever, for what it's not shmei ol.